Please give a warm welcome to Chris Charla, Director of ID at Xbox, and Katie Stone Perez, Senior Program Manager of ID at Xbox, who will be presenting the ID at Xbox Gaming for Everyone Award.
Hey, everybody. At ID at Xbox and at all of Microsoft, we're incredibly proud to be able to support the IGF and to help recognize the work that independent developers from all over the world do making games with truly unique perspectives. One of the things we really love about independent games is that they can help celebrate underserved voices, whether those voices are the players, the characters, or the creators themselves.
This year, we are incredibly proud to honor three amazing game developers who are truly doing everything to make gaming for everyone. We invite you all to the Xbox Lobby Bar tomorrow to meet these amazing, innovative creators and to play these important games.
Having grown up playing sighted games before we lost our sight, the two of us who started this project were really trying to make the kind of game that we used to be able to play, the kind of game we miss being able to play, the kind of game we wanted to be able to play again. But we also wanted to make something that blind and sighted players could both enjoy, something that could bring us together with that shared experience.
We created We Are Chicago to help people understand the unique challenges of growing up on the south side of Chicago by engaging in personal stories that are often left out of portrayals of our city. We believe that nonfiction games hold so much potential to change how we think about the world and could expand both what games mean and who plays them. I encourage all of you to tell your stories and to help others tell theirs.
Life is going to test you, son.
I Hope is a game created to help children with cancer cope with the emotional strain of the disease by showing them the power they have within and encourage them in the fight of their lives. Our goal is to help kids through another day, show parents a light at the end of the tunnel, and give families a message of hope when they need it the most.
Hey everybody, welcome to GDC. I'm Katie Stone Perez.
I'm Chris Charla.
And we're here at the IGF Awards, where we just gave three amazing developers the first ID at Xbox Gaming for Everyone Awards.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much to the developers for coming to GDC and allowing us to honor them, but more importantly, just thank you for everything that they're bringing to games. They're bringing really unique voices to games, and we're really excited to get to honor them and help other people hear about these cool things they're doing.
It's honestly such an honor to help with the ID at Xbox program because we have so many developers that are using their craft to really showcase different voices, help reach other gamers out there who are really interested and not necessarily always feel at home within our games. And so it's really just an honor to really highlight these three developers. So let's go find out a little bit more about each of these special teams. We are here with the amazing team behind the game, We Are Chicago. Congratulations on your award tonight.
Thank you.
It is such an honor to get to shine a spotlight on the amazing story that you guys have brought to life.
Thank you.
And the amazing gameplay and narrative that really helps show so many of us what a different reality is like for so many people. And so
yes.
I really appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you.
So what does it feel like to kind of win tonight's award?
Unbelievable. I'm speechless. It's such an honor. And I really thank you all for having us.
And you were sharing with us earlier that this is really in so many ways kind of your story and the story of so many people that you knew and grew
yes,
up with.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it was a labor of love for me because I was recreating the lives of so many people that I knew and who had touched me in so many ways. So I thank Michael and Cynthia and the rest of the team for including me. And this was my maiden voyage. So.
Well, what a voyage to start with, let
yeah.
me tell you.
Absolutely.
And I think it's such an honor to get to you know, represent so many people, I think, and to be able to have that story told. So what is it like to know, not only have you guys received this award tonight, but you know, to have people playing the game and understanding better what it's like, what is that like for you?
Michael?
I mean, it's a great experience for us to know that the game is well received and that people are excited about the power that games can have to make an impact on the world.
Yeah, you know, Mark was talking when he won the Lifetime Achievement Award tonight, talking about, you know, how important it is for people to use games for that greater purpose, especially in the times we have in the world right now. And you guys are one of those teams that has so stepped out into that space and so decided to do that. And I just want to congratulate you. It's honestly such an honor to have you on our platform. So congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I can't wait to see what stories you tell next.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here we are right after the IGF with the amazing developers Out of Sight Games, who have just won an ID at Xbox Gaming for Everyone Award for their game The Hero's Call. How's it feel?
Surreal, honestly.
It's an amazing game to have out there. It's amazing to see what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
To know that this is kind of your passion, that you guys are bringing it forward and helping other developers. And honestly, as someone who's sighted, getting to have played the game, I feel like I personally learned so much. I made so many assumptions about what it would be like to play a game with that audio navigation and going in there for the first time and playing the game. I feel like I just personally learned a lot. So I want to thank you for that experience.
Wow.
And for the experience of everybody out there who's going to get to play the game. So
That means a lot. People keep thanking me, which is kind of bizarre, because we're just beyond humbled and grateful to even be here and be having this conversation. So
did you think you'd end up here, right, when you started making
Definitely, you know, that's how the conversation goes, right? Hey, we're gonna win an award with this, right? No idea. In fact, I don't know if I told you the first time you reached out to us, my first thought was that it was spam. I'm like, this isn't real, right? And then I Googled, and I was like, oh, this is legit? So yeah, totally, just completely an unreal ride from beginning to end.
So how's it feel? How's it being at GDC this week?
It's an awesome.
Getting to connect with other game developers, attending the accessibility conference.
Everybody's incredible. It's just every single person seems like just an incredible human being, which has been great. We're such a tiny fish, and I may be the tiniest fish of the team, being just so new to the whole gaming world, and yet none of these really big fish are treating us like that, which is really incredible. This year especially, there's such a buzz about accessibility and a buzz about inclusive gaming, and that has been really, really cool to be here for that and be here at this time when what we're doing seems really timely and seems to resonate with something that's starting to really resonate at the heart of the industry as a whole. That's been so encouraging.
It's honestly such an honor too to have you here representing that and showing people a glimpse into accessible gaming and really what we can expect more of and what we should be doing more of as an industry. And as you said, this industry is so amazing in that they come together and rally around each other in a way that probably few industries do, in which you're competing against each other.
Yeah.
And so it really is such a special industry to get to be a part of. So we're so glad to have you here with us this week celebrating. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's such an honor. Hey everybody, we're here right after the IGF with Penny Roy, the amazing developer behind I Hope, which is such an important game to me. It just speaks to me in so many ways.
Thank you.
What's it like to be here tonight and receive this award?
Gosh, I kind of was unprepared in that so many of my heroes are in the same room with me right now. So it's just a fantastic opportunity, and I'm truly honored just to be a part of this and to receive an award. I kind of feel just overwhelmed, honestly. It's so powerful.
Well, I have to say, at Team Xbox, you are one of our heroes.
Oh, boy.
So what you are doing with the game, everyone that you've had an opportunity to interact with at Team Xbox who, has worked with you, Melissa and the entire design team and everybody that's got to have conversations with you, we all just walk away so inspired by what you're doing. And so honored to really have you coming to our platform.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
And honored to have you use our platform in order to be a voice of hope for kids out there.
I feel like I have there could not be more support for this game, and especially for what you guys have done. I feel welcomed into the family. I feel like you guys are really treating me with just an amazing amount of support, and I appreciate it so much. It's really made the process be, I mean, this is like a hot potato, you know, like this game and the content and the subject.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can take it on with your guys' help.
Yeah, I know it's been, for me, getting to actually watch some of the kids who are currently battling, you know, play through the game and get feedback on the game, and, you know, to see those sessions where they're like, I love the story. Like, those are these amazing moments of where I'm so excited to get this game out to players and to know that this game is truly going to bring hope. So I just want to say, on behalf of all of us at Team Xbox, thank you. You truly give us hope. And we're so honored to get to have you on our platform.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We're here with Katie Jo Wright, who's the director for Gaming for Everyone. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely.
So seeing these three amazing games, which are just three of so many amazing games coming from the ID at Xbox program and Xbox developers that are really telling these stories and really making gaming for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing Mark's speech tonight about everybody really working to use their craft to have these stories be told. How are you feeling tonight about everything?
I feel like this is a culmination of everything coming together, because Gaming for Everyone is really about how do we enable fun for everyone. And like what Mark was talking about is everyone needs to bring their own voice and give voice to all the different experiences that we have across the gaming industry, but also just in life. And games allow people to connect their own life and see it in a different way. And so having a huge range of voices, creating the games and making them and telling all different life experiences, like, that's really what Gaming for Everyone is all about, and is really exciting to be a part of it and just to be here and to honor all of the amazing work that's happening.
And I know we at Team Xbox are so proud of tonight's winners, as well as all of the other amazing developers using their craft in this way. So thanks so much, and congratulations to tonight's winners from Team Xbox.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!
Game Developers Choice Awards would like to welcome to the stage the recipient of this year's Ambassador Award and our great friend, Mark DeLora.
People who knew me at the White House knew I was the guy with the big, fat, full-size Pikachu at my desk. So this seems appropriate somehow.
Here we are right after the IGF Awards. So honored to have Mark DeLora with us, who just won the Ambassador's Award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Such an honor to have you take time to talk with us.
Thanks. My pleasure.
What you set up there tonight, I just found it absolutely amazing about, you know, individuals really using their talents in this space to kind of really, you know, help teach empathy and really help change the world. The work that you've done at the White House, I mean, you know, your career and your history, so much to really honor you for, and such a well-deserving award. Where do you see kind of the needs in the industry right now?
The needs of the industry? Well, my opinion is that people need to realize that they're the experts in this amazing tool. And that tool is fantastic for entertainment. It's also fantastic for other things in addition to entertainment. One of the things I said in the speech was I talked about how you can use, I forget what it was. I thought, I'm so tired.
Such a long night, I know. We'll cut in where it says what I showed in the speech, and then we'll cut to you saying that.
You can leave it in there if you want. It's totally fine.
All of these people, they feel like a big family to me, and I've always been struck by the extent to which the game industry feels like a big family, right? There's this camaraderie among all of us due to our shared experiences, our shared passion for creating something fun, shared frustration at trying to ship a game on time, and shared joy when we discover a new game and we share it to our friends. I felt that same camaraderie no matter where the game developers are from, if it's San Francisco or Tokyo or Nairobi or even in Tehran. We in the game industry know that it takes an extraordinary combination of talents to create an extraordinary game. Programmers, artists, designers, musicians, producers, business people. It's that diversity of skills, that creative clash of personalities and opinions and expertise that produces something truly magical. All voices are important. And having a diversity of perspectives in the industry yields diverse games. Think of great games like 1979 Revolution, That Dragon Cancer, We Are Chicago, Never Alone, and Paolo Pedercini's great web games such as Unmanned. You've got to check those out if you haven't heard of them. Games like these are why I was interested to create the Game Programming Gems book series, hoping to lower the barriers to making games. They're why I wanted to run Game Developer Magazine, and they're why I was excited to join the White House, working for a president who always asked us to be our better selves, to be self-expressed and stand up for the rights of everyone, to share their stories and their voices. And of course, that includes the voices of women, gay and transgender individuals, underrepresented minorities, veterans, the elderly, the homeless, and of course, immigrants and refugees. All voices are important, and helping raise up the voices of others is one of the most important things that we all can do.
I really feel like we're experts in this crazy craft, right? And it's a crazy craft, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a bunch of different people with a bunch of different skills. And the fact that we even talk to each other, like, this, I don't think this group of people would have talked to each other in high school, right? But we come together and we collaborate.
So true.
And yell at each other and tear our hair out, work long hours, and then what comes out is this amazing, amazing thing that gives joy to so many people, right? What if we could also do that and teach somebody more about the world? Give them insight into people who live in their community that they don't understand. Teach them a little bit about a foreign language or a foreign country. You know, even if it's just as simple as like, hey, I learned something about algebra that I didn't know. But I learned it doing the thing that I love.
I think the entire education medium actually can just be transformed through video games.
Oh my God,
And I look forward to a time in which education really, like, we use games predominantly and heavily within our educational system because
they are
so engaging. And they're so, because there's that interaction, it's not just consumption, right?
Yeah,
it's that
interaction
that really creates that learning experience for people and the ability to make those choices and see things play out.
One of the things that's so exciting about specifically games for learning is you think about a game and you think about it, they're discrete levels or maybe they're sort of hidden levels.
Yeah.
But you can think of those levels as learning levels for the student, right? If you were able to get through the first level and get past the boss, well, maybe that means that you've learned how to do fractions, you know? And so this, for an educator who sees that you've been able to pass these level one, level two, level three, they know now, they don't have to give you a test. Like, you passed level one, you're good, right? Wouldn't it be so much more fun for students to, like, pass a level than pass, like, a written test?
Completely.
Yeah, we've got to get to that point.
Well, from all of us at Team Xbox, honestly, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It is truly such an honor to have you out there speaking on behalf of the industry. Congratulations on the award tonight. It's so well-deserved, and I just personally so enjoy getting to call you a friend as well.
Thank you very much.
So much,
it's my pleasure.
Totally,
and thank you for everything that you guys are doing, especially with the independent community. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm also a gamer, so I see what you're doing, and I know how much work it is,
thank you.
I really appreciate it.
We love it. We're so proud to get to shine the spotlight on these amazing indie devs. So,
awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
These are difficult times for many. We have unique skills that we can use to help. And how are you using your superpowers, making games, to share with the world your perspective? How are you taking risks to use games in new ways? And how are you helping raise the voices of others? If you do that, you will change things. You will change the world through games. So please, we need your expertise. We need your voice. Start today. Thank you very much.